Is there a way that you can look to raise the rent? I mean, obviously, inflation will allow you to raise the rent progressively, but is there a way to go ahead of inflation in increasing the rental income of a property over time?
Well, my personal view is not to be greedy. I probably, over a period of years, have not increased rents as much as they should have been. But I believe wealth building means more than money. It means lifestyle. It means ease of life. And if I do have a great tenant, I'm probably going to be less prone to give them incentive to move. You must recognize that whenever you, let me switch the subject just a little bit, but stay on point. Many times you will look at a property when you're buying it, and they'll say, well under market. And they will also be celebrating the fact that they have 100% occupancy. Okay, well, but the two don't go together. If you are going to raise to market, then you are going to have suffer more vacancy. There's always a trade-off, and I think it's partly personal that, okay, they're good people, I like them. I don't want to go through the hassle of putting someone else in there because you never know. You have good properties, you get good tenants most of the time, but hey, you know, there's always a chance. So this I would leave to managerial judgment, how much you're willing to sacrifice. But I do urge, when you get a vacancy, to go out, and that's again where you want to update your market research to make sure the property prices sometimes come down, rent levels sometimes come down, and sometimes they shoot up. So you need some market evidence. You just can't go, well, let's see, it was $1,000 a month last year, so this year we'll raise it 5% for inflation. You can't do it like that because rent levels, although we'll track inflation over 5, 10, 20 years, during any part of the cycle, rents could be going down or they could be going up much faster than inflation. Nevertheless, with all that said, I have seen some owners get so out of kilter on their rents that, you know, at some point, $600 a month for a $1,200 a month unit, no, I'm never going to let it get that out of whack, which I have seen in some particular properties and some owners.
So you have to stay in touch with the market of the property that you're renting out.
Absolutely. And this is why people will end up with vacancies for long periods of time, because they may have been one of these landlords who simply said, well, it was $1,000 a month last year, and so it'll be $1,050 this, but this could be a $900 a month because perhaps a new apartment complex just came on the market, which is offering free rent for 2 months. And they're offering fireplaces and garages. And your building doesn't have fireplaces and garages. So during that period of time, until that property gets leased up, you're going to have to meet them in terms of competitive price, or you're going to suffer larger vacancy. As for me, I'd rather collect $900 a month than zero a month.